Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having my good friend John Penichon back on the show. John is CEO of Logic Bay, which I think maybe not anymore. I think there's some news on that front. He's a co-founder of Vet to CEO. He's a veteran of the U.S. Army, which makes him pretty special around here. And he's our good friend, John Penichon. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
You sold Logic Bay.
I did. I couldn't say that last time I was on. But
congratulations.
Yeah, you know, after 18 years. Thanks.
Well, that's good. I hope you took rich. So congratulations on that, and so have you got news about Vet to CEO?
Yeah, you know, I started that in 2013 with my co-founder, Michael Horn, another 20-year Army Ranger guy. It continues to grow. We have a speakers bureau of over 100 guest speakers. We have an advisory board now. And we're taking it in new directions, you know, and I'm spending more time on that personally now that I've sold Logic Bay.
Tell us about the bureau, the speaker bureau. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, we've got over 100 speakers in there, everywhere from ranging from somebody who spent a couple of years in the service and is killing it as an entrepreneur, all the way to General McChrystal, you know, spoke once to our participants, and everybody in between. Now, 98% of them are veterans, and they're either experts in their area, like marketing or law or accounting, or most of them are entrepreneurs themselves.
Right. Okay. And so what are you doing with Vet to CEO? What's the customer's value proposition?
Well, we have basically an accelerator program. It's called Entrepreneurship for Transitioning Warriors. That's our signature program. We're actually delivering a cohort right now. People can still sign up, by the way, on our website, vettoceo.org, for the current cohort. We've delivered over 35 cohorts. But, you know, in the last eight years, we've been around. Define that cohort. Okay. A cohort is just a group of people going through the program at the same time.
Yep. A class,
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
35 classes. So, and what did you teach them?
Well, we teach them, it's kind of like a mini MBA program. It's a crash course in small business. And so we cover marketing, cash flow, finance stuff, legal issues, how to manage, you know, risk, insurance, and things like that, how to network, you know, how to think about, you know, building a small business, just the basics. People do drink out of a fire hose for sure, but, you know, after 6 or 7 weeks, they know for sure whether it's right for them or not.
Well, that's part of your goal, right, is to indoctrinate them enough where they say, this is for me or it's not for me, because we all know it's not for everybody, right?
Well, on one hand, we know it's not for everybody, but on the other hand, we don't know what we don't know about small business as military veterans and how the military has prepared us for that. You know, we have a lot of misunderstanding about it. So the program is really to open the eyes to what it is and what it isn't, and to connect the dots on military experience and whether they should take that path or not after they take the uniform off.
Right. Well, I think the military prepares you for entrepreneurship. I know it prepares you for employment, because it focuses on organization, it focuses on training, it focuses on leadership, it focuses on, you know, in its own way, it focuses on urgency, the importance of urgency, and respect, and honor. I mean, those are powerful entrepreneurial traits.
Yeah, I think it. On one hand, planning and decision making, you know, those are formal things we get taught. You know, especially as NCOs and officers, that you don't really get anywhere in society.
Right.
On the other hand, we kind of suck at marketing and finance, you know, unless we're a recruiter.
Everybody sucks at that. I mean, I mean, people who aren't veterans suck at that. That's a natural thing. So, but anyway, no, I guess what I'm getting at is I think whether you're a veteran or not, that doesn't have anything to do with whether you should be an entrepreneur or not. I mean, this is hard. It's hard being a. I mean, some people have an employee mindset, some people don't. And if you're like me, and you always knew you needed to be working on your own, you know, that's something that percolated inside of me for almost 30 years, John. And
Go ahead.
Wrap it up.
Well, what we have in common is we already raised our right hand for something that was hard, right?
That's
no matter
right.
what branch we went into. We had
right.
no idea what we were getting into when
that's
we raised
right.
our right hand. No
that's,
idea.
That's exactly right.
Same thing with entrepreneurship.
Yeah, you know? No question about that. Yes, sir. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with John Panichon after the break. 20 Till, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.